"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Ugh, another pointless video call where nothing gets done. I think you're on mute, David.
Sorry. What did I miss?
IT just approved Miro for the whole company.
Miro? That's the...
online whiteboard for team collaboration. We can make these long video meetings so much shorter with Miro boards. We can share ideas, feedback, and updates on them whenever. Actually see what we're talking about.
It's all online.
Miro will make our flexible work setup so much easier. With one virtual space for our brainstorms, projects, presentations.
Oh, that sounds kind of amazing. So I don't need to wake up for 6 a.m. calls with the London office anymore.
Now you're getting it.
Don't let time zones get in the way of your team working well together. See why 99% of the Fortune 100 trust Miro to get good work done from anywhere. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
I see 2 Russian officials have announced that their country may go after Alaska, if we don't mind our business.
Oh, really? I'm going to Alaska the end of August.
Could I
get captured?
Could be a Russian invasion. You could be a prisoner of war.
Oh, I could be the next Brittany Griner. Be sad.
What's this guy's name? Vyacheslav Volodin.
Not another TV pundit. Who is that?
He's the lower house speaker.
Oh, the lower house speaker in Russia?
In Russia, yeah, the lower house. The riffraff.
They're going to take Alaska back, huh?
Let America always remember there is a part of Russian territory, Alaska. So when they start trying to dispose of all...
They made a deal, whatever year that was.
They sold it back in...
Seward's Icebox.
Seward's Folly. I think we paid... I forgot how much we paid. 1867, we bought it from Russia.
Thank God we did, because we got Sarah Palin.
That's and we got a nice place to cruise.
Yes,
$7 million
there.
For all of
Alaska. I've never been to Denali. I've never been up there.
That's you ever went on a cruise there? Oh, that's a good cruise. I really enjoyed that.
Well, it's not going to be a cruise, but part of it will be.
Oh, are you going hiking? And
it's a whole mix. And then there's that scenic train ride. Did you take that too? With the see-through top? No?
No,
everybody
I don't
told
think
me
I
that's
did.
Incredible.
No, we would just stop in a port every day and do whatever we could. But I remember we were climbing a glacier.
All right, well, they get invaded while I'm there. I'll bring you up to date.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Look at that. This guy's not speaking English. Oh, it's the Russian. Oh, my God, they've invaded.
Ken, you have to go dog sledding.
In the summer?
Yeah.
Well, probably if you go far enough.
How do you dog sled without snow?
Well, it's you just don't do it in the snow. So
I will be introduced to dog sledding dogs. It's part of the first little introduction. It's a group tour.
Introduced.
Oh, good. Yeah, I did that many, many years ago. It's really fun.
But I don't know if we'll actually do dog sledding. We'll just learn how they're handled. I'll send you pictures.
Okay.
Big news that we found out a couple hours ago. 717,000 signatures have been turned in by the Recall George Gascon campaign. 717,000. You might say, what does that mean? Well, they need about 568,000 to qualify this for the ballot. So doing the math, they have more than a better 20% rejection rate margin. That's the cushion
right.
They have.
Right. They threw out 20%. We still have enough to pass.
There'd be enough to get it on the ballot. They go much further than throwing out 20%. They throw out 25%. It's not going to happen.
Usually it's in the teens.
It is. I've seen numbers between 15% and 18% for a lot of recalls.
If it holds to history, and they've pre-vetted a lot of the signatures. They spent a lot of money on this campaign. It was about as professionally run as you can get.
All right, well, about 30 days, we'll be talking to Eric Sadal with the L.A. County Association of Deputy DAs, as we'll be at the Gascon Recall Desk at 5:05 for the full update on what happened today in Norwalk. Now, there's a reporter with Cal Matters. I think we've made fun of her before. I forget why. Emily Hoven. Emily Hoven broke the story that Governor Deputy Dew is on vacation in Montana. It was information that the governor's office appeared loath to disclose. Although the office said Friday the governor had left California to spend time with family, it did not until Tuesday answer questions about where he was or when specifically he would return. A noticeable difference from communications surrounding other recent out-of-state trips. The governor's office did not respond to a question about why that information was initially shared, but one possible reason could be that Montana is among the 22 states to which California has banned state-funded and state-sponsored travel, citing policies that it deems discriminatory to LGBTQ+ people. In addition to that, Montana will likely ban the abortion procedure following the recent... So that's a double no-no.
Nobody in government can visit Montana except the governor.
Apparently, his first partner, Jennifer Seibel Newsom, her parents own a ranch there, and they were married there in 2008.
What? First of all, we shouldn't be spending any money traveling to any state. Like, all 49 states should be on the banned list. Why does anybody... any California government worker have to travel to another state?
Interstate commerce to make trade deals.
We've got Zoom meetings now. Yeah, we don't need any of that.
They like to go to conferences and conventions.
Sure.
It's fun to have a short vacation. Anthony York, Newsom's senior advisor for communication, said, "We don't legislate where people vacation, never have. The travel ban applies to expending state funds. The governor's travel is not being paid by the state." But then the follow-up question was, well, what about a security detail? We don't comment or provide details on the governor's security.
Well, because we pay for his security.
We do, yes.
That's certain. So he said that the government's travel's not being paid for by the state. He lied. And he probably wasn't thinking about security. So when security was asked in the follow-up question, it's like, we don't comment on that sort of thing. Well, because, we're paying for his travel. Of course we are. You tell me he doesn't have aides with him? He has nobody with him. He's going to spend a whole week in Montana, and there's nobody there with him. I don't believe that.
Especially now that he's a contender to be president in 24. Another person that popped up is the communications director, Aaron Mellon. "We are not in the business of regulating where people have family or where they spend their vacations, nor will we persecute them for visiting their family. The press shouldn't either."
Boy, are they snippy, aren't they?
The question here is, if you consider this state to be off limits for California government business, it ought to be, if you have any ethics, off limits for your personal trips, because you're going to spend money there. You're supporting Montana.
You're
a phony.
He doesn't care about these issues. I think the French Laundry proved that he's a big, stinking, gold-plated phony. He's a virtue signaler. He's a posturer. That's all.
Another communications officer picked on Emily Hoven by saying, "This attempt at gotcha journalism is neither gotcha nor journalism."
Ooh, that's pretty witty.
They
Wow. put that in the book of quotations. Look at all these states that we're not supposed to do any state business with.
22 of them.
Alabama, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky.
It's all the red states, yeah.
Mississippi, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Tennessee, and Utah. So he's going to run for president and he's written off 22 states? I don't know if it's a good idea. You're running for president of all 50 states, and right off the bat, he's crossed out 22. Unless his wife has a home there, then you can go.
This is tricky because he just ran that ad in Florida claiming that their freedoms are being taken away, and he's been sending out tweets criticizing the state's LGBTQ plus policies, and now he goes to Montana. I mean, really?
By the way, what are these policies? None of these news stories even explain what he's complaining about. What are the laws?
Well, it's the don't say gay law in Florida that worked everybody up about the kids in the classroom.
Don't talk about sex to people in kindergarten. Wow. That's
is that what they were
going to
do?
Yes, that's what the bill says. I read the bill. I read the exact wording.
I thought it was just going to talk about people's orientations, not necessarily about the actual sexual act.
Just no sexual stuff at all from like age 5 to 8, roughly.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Well, all right, you read the bill. I'm asking a question. So they can't even mention that there are gay people. Not saying, well, this is what gay people do in bed, but right? There's a difference. Are they banning? Are they banning? I can understand banning anything that's specifically sexual in nature, but
I think explaining
that somebody's gay or lesbian or bi.
Explaining sexual things.
Or plus. Explaining sexual things. Because a kid's hand might go up and say, what does that mean? Or
I could find the paragraph and read it to you, and we could all make our own interpretation.
Because I doubt there's a lot of first grade teachers who are explaining how mommy and daddy make a baby, so I doubt they're explaining how.
Well, who knows what they're doing?
A gay couple.
I don't know. So
all right, when we come back.
Teaching the alphabet in colors.
First order of business when we come back, John, is that keyword. Are you ready for us, the big voice guy, to announce a great keyword for people to win money?
Yeah, sure. Can't wait. Coming up in minutes. John and Ken Show, KFI.
Oh, COVID lockdowns, red states, blue states. We'll talk about that more in a moment, but here's something for you.
Now, your chance to win $1,000. Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website. Pay. That's pay, P-A-Y. Enter it now at KFIAM640.com/cash. Powered by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you're hurt in an accident, winning is everything. Call the winning attorneys at Sweet James. 800-500-5200. That's 800-500-5200 or Sweet James.
If you're a winner, you will get an email. So make sure you check your junk and spam folders just in case it gets lost in the system there. Listen to KFIM 640 for the winning keyword every weekday between the 9 a.m. hour and the 5 p.m. hour. And next opportunity to win, 520 here on KFI.
Well, I mean, mark this down. It's July of 2022. Because Biden is such a dud, and there's nothing for the political pundits to do but speculate about the year 2024, the names that are there are Biden, Newsom, Harris, and then on the other side, Trump and DeSantis. So the YouGov people did a poll matching up all of those names I just gave. They were two different parties. And they were, first of all, there were huge margins of people that didn't commit to any of the names.
So the poll's worthless.
They're very worthless. Exactly right.
In fact, you know what? I found a news story.
But I'm sure Newsom's excited because he got included.
Oh, there was like a really stupid headline. I think it was in sfgate.com. Newsom, the stronger candidate, stronger than Kamala Harris. And it's because he had 42% and Kamala had 41%. It's like, oh, okay. 1% difference in a poll that's over 2 years ahead of the election. But yeah. I was looking at, because seeing that story made me think, okay, who are the other people who led in the polls early or really high up in the polls and what happened to them? Rudy Giuliani, he was leading in the polls in 2008.
Is that right?
Yes, went splat. Joe Lieberman in 2004, he was ahead in the early polls for the Democrats.
Hmm.
Let me see here. Gary Hart in 1988.
Oh, well, that came apart because of a...
Yeah, the Donna Rice scandal, right?
Yeah.
Others who did really well. Oh, Howard Baker in 1980. And then he got bowled over by Ray. See, some of these people you don't even remember, but they were 2 years in advance leading the polls, either for the Republicans or Democrats. The astronaut John Glenn was leading Democrat back in 1984. And now, so these polls mean nothing. They're name recognition polls, or what they
are. The only thing growing is that we're close to next year. Are people going to start announcing they're running? It's coming that fast.
Well, because there's a vacuum. there's a huge vacuum.
Well, there is a vacuum.
Inside of Biden's head.
Oh, and they're mad because Biden has not stood up over Roe v. Wade. He didn't get really worked up over the shooting in Highland Park. I'm talking about Democratic progressives and operatives are upset because they think is kind of inert.
Why don't they? They really don't believe that he is seriously compromised by his dementia or his Alzheimer's. He's not going to react strongly to anything.
It's never been his nature anyway, even when he had his faculties.
By the way, at this point, the vote has been done. There's nothing you can do. The Supreme Court ruled. Did you notice the word supreme in Supreme Court? What does that mean? The highest, the top, most powerful. They ruled. You're stuck with that. I don't. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. In half the states, abortion will be legal, so you're going to have to go to one of those states.
While you were out and that Roe v. Wade decision came, some of them were kicking the carcass of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, I saw that.
The progressives were mad because she would not quit the court. Obama tried to talk her into it, and she wouldn't quit, and so she stayed around until she died, and then Trump announced a replacement, and that became the big margin on the court.
That's her
business. It really is that simple. It really comes down to little things like that.
Oh, yeah, it did. It was about them not allowing Obama to replace Antonin Scalia's seat after he died, remember?
Yeah, that was Mitch McConnell that did that, and that turned out to be...
They blocked Merrick Garland, who's now the Attorney General.
That's right. He would have been on the court.
That's right. And then
they would have had a conservative seat, right?
Right, right. And then Amy Coney Barrett was sworn in about a week before Election Day last year after Ginsburg died.
The progressive pundits are like, the Republicans had their eye on the Supreme Court the whole time, and they really got their way. They've been focused on decades.
Well, your fault. You should have got more votes out for Hillary Clinton, okay? That's your fault. You lost. You lost that election. And so as it happened, Trump got to name three Supreme Court justices. You should have won the election. You didn't. You elected somebody everybody hated. The only person who could lose to Donald Trump was Hillary Clinton. The only person. Even dopey old Joe Biden could beat Trump.
The company called Moody's Analytics has taken a look at, and also statistics from the Brookings Institution, found that the recovery from the pandemic is being led by the red states. Florida, Texas, Utah, and the Carolinas have enjoyed the swiftest economic recovery from the pandemic compared to the blue states. We know that California has been lagging for some time. Thanks to the lockdowns, we still, for the longest period, had too many unemployed people. It says here that Republican-run states added 341,000 jobs in the last 2.5 years. During that period, the blue states actually lost 1.3 million jobs.
Mm-hmm.
How's that for a big difference?
No, well, the lockdowns were economically disastrous. And what do you see? People are pouring out of the high-tax lockdown states. People are pouring out of New York, Illinois, and California. They're pouring into Florida and Texas. I saw it with my own eyes.
And North Carolina is another one. 46 million people moved to a different zip code during a one-year period of the pandemic, from February 2021 to February 2022. And three states saw the largest gains, Florida, Texas, and North Carolina.
Yeah. So, I mean,
the ones with the biggest losses, you're right, California, New York, and Illinois.
Yeah. So the country is changing, and thousands of people are moving south where it's warmer, where the schools don't get locked down, where there's a lot less regulation, where there are little actually, no income tax in Texas and in Florida.
Yeah. The 10 states that had the largest number of migrants come in had an average income tax rate of 3.8% compared to the 8% income tax rate for the 10 states that lost the most residents. And you're right, four of those states, Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Nevada, have no state income tax.
Nobody wants to live in a state with high taxes where they could shut down your business, shut down your school, just because they say so. They never had good medical reasons to go overboard the way they did. And it went on and on and on for over 2 years. And people got tired of it and they left. And they did the right thing. And, you know, that's going to cause... and plus, when you hear about all your friends moving and they call you up and they say, well, you know, it's really good here. It's really fun. The place is thriving. Business is doing well. There's a lot less regulation. You can get life accomplished here. Your kids can go to school here.
By the way, are we still under a state of emergency in California?
Yes, we still are.
It's going to last through his reelection?
No.
Or?
I am totally baffled by the people left behind here in California. I have no idea why they want to live like this.
Now, and the Times is still running headlines about the COVID numbers. Oh, my God, the COVID numbers.
It's a cult. It is a weird psychological cult that they're all in.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, the people have voted. It's here to stay. We understand that. A few people are going to get sick. Most will not get very sick. Let's move on. Because one thing we know now this year is it's going to strike all year long. There's it just comes and goes in big blobs, these COVID cases. Right. And then it disappears for a couple of months. Then it comes back. It could be like that for the rest of time.
Yeah.
So move off of it. It's not necessary to panic again and everybody running inside with masks on.
I don't know why anybody would spend their life worried that they might get sick a few days. I am baffled.
Because the media convinced them it was a killer. Grim milestones
that
we heard every day about.
You know what? In Florida, I didn't watch the news for 2 full weeks. No news. I occasionally read some news, but no visuals. Nobody scaring me with graphics and red alerts and breaking news. None of it. You know what? It does change your mood. It does make you feel better. You don't need that. You don't have to watch the media.
I still like to look even on vacation. I just like to see what kind of craziness is going on.
Nah, I shut the whole thing off.
I don't take it that seriously. I don't feel better or worse because I don't get wrapped up in it. It's just nothing you can do about it.
The most hysterical people I knew in my life, they'd call and I'd hear them on my wife's speakerphone. I've been watching CNN for 12 hours. It's like, okay, well, there you go.
Oh, that's her parents. Because I remember used to tell me that.
Yeah.
When they were alive.
Yeah.
All right, we got more coming up.
No, still they call. They're still watching CNN.
From the other side.
That's the only place CNN gets ratings now.
So that CNN, does it have like the CNN anchors and reporters that died? They're over there doing the reporting?
They do.
Like Bernie Shaw and...
Did he die?
I think he did, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, well, he's the lead anchor then.
All right, more coming up.
John and Ken.
High-speed rail is more popular than I am right now.
Today, there are still some
naysayers,
complainers,
NIMBYs, and fearful men.
Don't invest in high-speed rail.
We'll do this in a long and difficult generation or two.
It's all a lie. I mean, be real.
I like trains. I'm going
John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. What is this now? Year 14.
Well, wait a second. My bad.
What?
My bad. I'll back up the show. Bernie Shaw's not dead. Sorry. 82. Still alive. The former CNN anchor. Glitched into my head that I saw something about him dying, but he did not.
So,
he actually retired from CNN in 2001.
You killed him off. You know, you've
done
that to people.
He's alive at 82, and I hope he stays well.
How many times have you brought up somebody's name, some celebrity's name, or even people we know, and then a couple days later?
There's 100 times I brought up a name and they didn't die.
Yeah,
the two times that it did happen.
You've knocked off a few people. You've put the hex on them.
He outlasted CNN Plus.
Oh, gee.
So he's not anchoring on the CNN Graveyard Channel.
He is not. No, I'm sure there are others who have passed. Well, Larry King would be an example. He used to be on CNN, remember?
Right. Actually, I read today, this is kind of funny because literally nobody watches CNN before, and the new CEO of the parent company, his name is David Zaslav, Warner Brothers Discovery is the new company that merged and owns CNN. And they said they are now going to make a news channel for Republicans and Democrats.
Good luck.
They're going to remove sensational and breaking news banners and
that
all that stuff. And but their numbers now, their numbers on Saturday, June 18th, were the lowest since 1993.
But don't they get an uptick when we have like the mass shooting stories? They get like a little bit.
They do, but their daily grind is really incredibly low.
All right, now at the high-speed rail desk, because California has $100 billion surplus, dear God, the legislature got charitable and they have released the last $4.2 billion in the bond money from 2008. And, well, some think it's still not enough to finish even the Central Valley segment.
It's not.
Of 171 miles.
This is pissing good money after bad here.
It is.
Then they're really going to come to the end of the line on the funding. This is the last $4 billion that we agreed to borrow 14 years ago. They're going to spend it. It's going to give paychecks to union workers, which is why they're doing it. The union, the unions finance a lot of campaigns in Sacramento, so this is the payback, and they're going to build a little. I mean, they still don't have any track built. They still don't own all the land that they want to build the track on. They don't own the land yet.
Just to repeat, when voters approved the project in 2008, they were promised a 2-hour and 40-minute ride from L.A. to San Francisco at a cost of $45 billion. It's now at $115 billion and growing. And I think that was supposed to be done by 2025 or something, the original.
That was supposed to be Sacramento to San Diego.
Yeah.
The whole rail line that you could.
The last time we visited this story, there was a bit of a standoff in the legislature. And by that, it would have to be Democrats against Democrats. They wanted to use the money for local rail projects. Well, here's the bad news. Because of the $97 billion surplus, they did both. Mm-hmm. They gave high-speed rail the $4.2 billion, but they found another $3.65 billion for local rail plans. Things like electrifying a part of Caltrain up in the Bay Area.
They should be building desalination plants with all this extra money. That's what they need.
What they also did, and this makes sense because it's California, they grew the bureaucracy. They have added an inspector general job for high-speed rail. Actually, they wrote, it's intended to intensify oversight and improve performance of the railroad project. Honestly, this is like
general.
Another commission or a task force.
Yeah.
An inspector general has now been assigned to high-speed rail.
Do those guys wear uniforms? Do they have stripes and medals?
Not IG.
Do they wear a funny hat? I'm the inspector general.
This person will have full access to all the project's records. Authority to review contracts and change orders, subpoenas for witnesses and records, right?
Sure.
Right. By the way, this person gets a job. I don't know what the pay is. They're not going to rock the boat either because that's their job.
No. You know what they have is before the guy takes the job, and he's probably going to be grateful for the job, and I'm sure it's going to pay him six figures, right? And they sit him down and say, look, don't cause any problems, okay? Just don't.
Yeah, because you're going to get paid too.
This is for show.
Let us go on for another 30 years with this.
This is for show. This is so if reporters call and ask annoying questions, we could say, well, we've appointed an inspector general. That's all it is. You actually do nothing. Don't investigate anybody. Don't criticize anybody. Do not issue any reports. All right? Do not cause any problems. Let everybody keep stealing the money. Everybody's happy stealing the money. The public's putting up with it, so don't mess up our gravy train here.
So $10 billion from the bond, several billion from the federal government. They're not even going to be able to finish the 171 train to nowhere in the Central Valley. Again, Bakersfield to Merced.
Biggest.
But didn't Jerry Brown tell us, John, that the Central Valley is going to add like 10 million people in the next year? You laughed so hard that day. I remember that.
Well, looks like
there's going to be 10 million people living in the Central Valley, to the Central Valley population.
And it's going to be 135 degrees, and we're going to have vector disease. Everything that he was yelling about in that clip, that
well,
we play.
Well, 10 years after he said that, the whole California population is pretty much flatlined.
Yeah.
So I don't really think we're adding 10 million people to the Central Valley.
We're losing people. We lost the congressional seat.
We're going to be talking at 5:05 from the Gascon recall desk. The big news today that they submitted over 700,000 signatures to affect the recall vote. That and more coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
All right, the recall of George Gascon. They delivered the signatures a few hours ago. We'll talk to Eric Sadal with the L.A. County Association of Deputy DAs right after the news at 5 o'clock for all the details. We'll also update you on the Highland Park, Illinois mass shooting. A few things happened today, including a court appearance for the shooter, Robert Cremo III, the 21-year-old. And as we've mentioned, the parents want to be charged, too, and that could be coming. We'll explain all that. All right, big decision today from the world of COVID vaccines. A judge has ruled in favor of the father of a 12-year-old student who challenged the LA Unified School District's coronavirus vaccine mandate. He decided that it clashes with state law. You may not know this, but we do not yet have a statewide mandate for the COVID vaccine for students. Therefore, when the school district went ahead and did this, they kind of did an end around the state, which apparently, according to this judge, rules over these matters. And what's weird about this is 3 months ago, this judge, Mitchell Beckloff, actually tentatively ruled in favor of the school district. But in his final ruling issued today, he reversed himself. Have you ever heard of a judge reversing his own tentative ruling?
You ever seen that? It's very painful.
So the case was brought by the father. They're only identified as GF. The son is known as DF. This was last October. The student was at Science Academy STEM Magnet School. Maintained that the state and not LA Unified is authorized to issue vaccination mandates, that the district's requirement that unvaccinated pupils 12 years old and over attend independent learning classes outside campus violates the state's education code. That was the claim. And again, we said that. That's just really cruel. I mean, there was nothing worse than Zoom school. And they were going to make the unvaccinated sit there with Zoom school or go to some other campus classroom with the other unvaccinateds. And I have to be segregated.
You talk about segregation and discrimination and marginalizing and all those buzzwords that the progressives like to use. Boy, if you don't conform to their hysteria of the moment, well, you didn't get vaccinated. And I always thought, it's like, well, so what that he's not vaccinated? Most of the other kids are. So, you know, who's he going to give it to if he gets it? Who's going to give it to him?
There is a state student vaccine mandate from Governor Dippity-Doo, but it's not going to take effect no sooner than July 1, 2023. And that was part of the basis for the judge's decision. They're not going to do it until they get full FDA approval of the vaccine. So therefore, the LA Unified could not do this. They jumped ahead of the state in terms of the timeline.
But the vaccines are not stopping the spread anyway now. These variants are jumping through the population. And
The vaccine wasn't designed to do that. It was designed to make you less sick.
Right.
That's really all it was.
But he's not going to... But only he would get sick. The vaccine only keeps him from getting really sick at this point.
Well, they care about their students. They don't want him to get sick.
That's not their business. And they don't care about the students. They shut down the schools for a year and a half.
The father argued that his son could be irreparably harmed by the vaccine. But he claims that his son already got COVID and has strong natural immunity. Oh, that's in doubt, too.
You know what? There is no natural immunity. The variants have blown all their theories to hell.
Because they keep mutating. That's what the virus keeps doing.
But I just want to point out how wrong all these health experts were. because the vaccine was sold as, well, this is going to shut everything down if we just get to, you know, 80% or whatever they said herd immunity was, right? And it didn't shut anything down. I know
That stat Deborah Mark read today? How many lives it saved, right, Deborah Mark? Didn't you read some statistic?
But it doesn't stop.
Yes, I did. But 58%.
It doesn't stop the spread.
But the idea is to save lives. We didn't care about the spread. We probably knew we were going to stop the spread.
Yeah, but that's your personal decision to get the vaccine. You're still going to spread, because the vaccine mandates were about so you wouldn't spread it anymore. So everybody's spreading it anyway. And it's up to you to decide whether you want to take the precaution of avoiding death. And if you don't want to, then that's on you. Then you can, you know, go on the ventilator.
Yeah, the way you phrase that, you think most people would take the precaution of avoiding death.
Some people don't want to do that.
But most people don't die anyway.
Right.
But obviously without the vaccine, you've upped your odds. Not significantly, yes, but not significantly of the overall stat. Look, that there's a low death rate.
They were just wrong. They were just wrong on all this stuff. They got this whole virus and the variants have defied everything that they thought was going to happen. The experts don't know crap. They don't.
The experts don't know crap.
The experts don't know crap. I see medical expert on TV now, I change the channel. It's like, you know nothing. Get out of here.
He ruled that the LA Board of Education has authority that's great, but it's not unlimited. So there you go. Also, he ruled that it does conflict with state law and clashes with state health and safety code by not allowing exemptions for personal beliefs. You know, I remember they carved that out of there because there were too many people just using personal beliefs as the reason for not getting the vaccine. It's an easy one.
For all the reasons to get vaccinated, it always bothered me the idea that the government could force you to inject some kind of treatment into your body, that you could be so strongly coerced, especially since we don't really know if there's any long-term issues with the vaccines. We were just winging it. And I think there's a good, you know, argument there. It's like, look, I don't want the government forcing me to take something that I don't understand. It may be good for me. It may work, but
this is played out now. I it doesn't matter. There's nobody left. I would imagine there's nobody that's never gotten vaccinated that's going to line up now. And there's nobody that's already gotten vaccinated that's going to say, I'm sorry I did that. I don't really think
it's played out.
It's played out. There really
plus, I know five people who got all the vaccinations and the boosters, and they've had COVID in the last 2 weeks. Five people, I know.
Well, my husband had it.
Well, there you go. That's six.
How many times have I told you this? It's not a repellent shield. It doesn't take the vaccine doesn't get COVID and knock it back the other way. COVID gets in your body, vaccine or not.
Well, then there was no point on the mandates. We were told that the mandates would keep people from spreading it, right? Otherwise, why would you have to be mandated? You were endangering other people. You might kill grandma.
Well, yeah, that was poorly worded. Okay. But really, the vaccines are about making sure that perhaps you don't die.
Right. Well, that's my business. What if I want to die?
Well, that would save us a lot of trouble. Yeah. All right, we'll be at the Gascon recall desk when we come back. They did turn in over 700,000 signatures for a recall that takes about 567,000 to get on the ballot. We'll get into the details next.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has news, KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.